Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey, in today for Lori Walsh. The South Dakota Hall of Fame recognizes individuals and organizations that exemplify excellence with its Acts of Excellence celebration. This event is today from 4:30 until 5:30 inside the Joy Center at Black Hills State University in Spearfish. And Black Hills State University is itself one of the honorees. Now, the school has made environmental awareness a priority. Three national groups recognized BHSU for its campus sustainability initiatives. Lori Stenberg-Nichols is president of Black Hills State and joins us from the Sue W. White studio to tell us more about the campus-wide efforts. President Nichols, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you today.
It's my pleasure. Great, huge event today on your campus. Talk about the excitement.
Yeah, the campus is very excited about it. There is some, I would say, well-deserved recognition happening today as Black Hills State University is one of the honorees, and their effort will be recognized for the sustainability efforts that have been going on here for several years.
Is it fair to say, Ms. Nichols, that you're fairly new to this position?
Oh, yes. I'm very new. In fact, I started in July 1 as interim president and then just became permanent about a week or 2 weeks ago.
Before we get into the celebration, talk about what drew you to Black Hills State University.
Well, it's, first of all, I came because they reached out and asked me if I would serve as interim this year while they searched for a president, and I was really happy to do so. I've spent much of my career in higher education in South Dakota, and I was delighted to come back to South Dakota and be able to do this. But as I got here and spent fall semester on campus, it became so apparent to me that Black Hills State University just provides a really critical mission to the Black Hills region and Western South Dakota. And I became more and more interested in the position and more excited about it. So I think it was really the mission, the location, and the campus itself that really attracted me.
Let's talk about environmental awareness on campus and the campus-wide efforts.
You bet. There has been an effort ongoing for several years. I really take no credit for this. This started under the leadership of Tom Jackson, and there's been many on campus who have been working very hard on it. But it has been an effort to really brand the campus as one that is environmentally friendly and who values sustainability. And you will find it integrated in our curriculum. We offer a master's degree, in fact, in sustainability. It's offered online, so people anywhere can take it. And there are many opportunities at the undergraduate level for students to get involved and to learn more about sustainability as well. And there are, there are many efforts that are going on. I'll just pull out one is energy. And it started several years ago with a wind turbine that's located at the Student Union building. That it's just a small turbine, but it generates about 2,200 kilowatts hours per year, and it feeds directly into the energy supply for the Student Union building. Much more recently, however, solar energy has taken a more prevalent role. And today we have two residence halls that have solar panels located on the top of them. That is Bordeaux Hall and Thomas Hall. And in January this month, we'll start installing solar panels on four additional buildings. And the hope is that they will supply at least 20% of these buildings' energy supply as we move forward. So it isn't 100%, but we're really starting to take more of a dominant role in providing energy through solar.
Are you able to economically put a number to what those efforts are doing for the college and what it's saving you?
Our budget office is. I don't have those numbers in front of me right now, but they are calculating it, and they do know how much today we're saving, how much we will anticipate saving as we do more efforts on this. And I know in our sustainability, we have a 10-year sustainability plan, and in that, they have put out goals in terms of how much of the energy on campus they hope will come from renewable energy.
Now, 20% is that's fairly substantial. I mean, it sure beats nothing.
It is, and it will get better as we move forward.
Now, you talked about that that online master's degree. Now, I think I read somewhere that that is the only degree of its kind in the western half of the U.S.
It is. It's a really interesting online degree that helps people that may work in places like city planning or City government, many corporations today are hiring people who will help the corporation with sustainability efforts, so leadership roles in sustainability and in industry. It's those types of jobs that that this degree will provide background for. And in fact, it is fairly unique, and we are really working on promoting it more. The fact that it's online makes it so accessible for anyone, including professionals who would like to take, who would like to get a degree in this but don't necessarily want to leave their jobs. So I think it's going to be a very attractive degree as we do more to promote it.
Do you know, President Nichols, how long that's been available?
It was approved, I want to say it's been available at least 3 years. I'm not sure it's been fully online that entire time. The degree was approved, and then they started working on putting the courses online. So I think it's probably been fully online in a shorter period than that.
You would think in the world we live in that that curriculum would be more readily available, but and maybe it's going to be. Maybe you're setting the trend.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think you'll see more programs like this come pop up as we move forward.
Now, earlier we talked about three national groups. Now, this was a couple of years ago now, but three national groups have recognized you for your sustainability initiatives. Can you talk about those national groups?
Sure. The one that I think is, they're all exciting, but one that I know the campus was very excited about actually happened a couple of years ago from a national organization called the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education. We call it ASHI. And that organization recognized Black Hills State with a Campus Sustainability Achievement Award. They're hard to get, and that's a national award. And I think that organization has thousands of member institutions. So that was really exciting as that came forward back in 2017, because I think it really encouraged the campus that, in fact, they could be a leader in this effort in the United States, and it really encouraged them to keep going. More recently, we've been recognized as Tree Campus USA, which means that we're recognized because we plant and maintain a variety of trees on campus. And then this last year, we were named a Bee Campus USA, which means that we have habitats for pollinators. So those two are a little bit more recent, but both feed into sustainability and being environmentally friendly. And then we also were designated a bicycle-friendly campus. Mm-hmm. So they keep coming, but they're just various aspects of being environmentally friendly that we keep being recognized for, and it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. The South Dakota Hall of Fame is recognizing individuals and organizations that exemplify excellence with this X of Excellence celebration today. It's from 4:30 until 5:30 inside the Joy Center at Black Hills State University in Spearfish. Our guest has been President Nichols. We appreciate your time. And in our remaining minutes, I'd like to, and since I have you on the line, if you will, I'd like to give you a chance, kind of off topic here, but give you a chance to respond to the article that was in the Rapid City Journal of the judge orders release of records related to President's dismissal. I'm going to give you a chance to talk about that if you wish, and then I'll let you go on to your celebration.
Sure. Well, that is an interesting situation. Mm-hmm. It has to do with my time at Wyoming, and when my contract was not renewed, the media in Wyoming, Lee Publications, who owns several newspapers there, along with Wyophile, sued the University of Wyoming over public records request. And the university refused to release records around my non-renewal, and the paper sued saying that they felt they had a right to see them. And so that has been essentially in court. The judge has been working with those two in making a ruling on public records request. So that is what came forward. And the judge has come forward, I think, on Friday with a ruling on it that many records will be released, some will not. But I believe they remain sealed for 30 days in case the university would like to appeal it to the Supreme Court. And I do not know what they're thinking of doing at this point.
President Nichols, thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations on the honor, and enjoy the celebration. We really, really appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Great. Thank you very much.